Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on June 6th, 2015, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
My name is Foster Hirsch. I am a film historian and longtime friend of the Film Forum. And Bruce Goldstein, the legendary programmer here who had to be out of town this weekend, asked me to introduce our special guest, which I'm happy to do. He's my good friend and colleague, Eddie Muller. In 2005, Eddie Muller founded the nonprofit Film Noir Foundation, and nobody in the world has done more to honor, preserve, and present as often as possible in their original 35 millimeter format the collection of extraordinary films we now lovingly refer to as Film Noir. I thought I knew a lot about film noir, but every year in his programming, Eddie comes up with films I either thought were lost or I hadn't heard of. And he coined a phrase I wish I had authored, but I didn't, because he's a very good phrase maker, and it is called noir stained. And that allows us to expand the canon. If it has a touch of noir, we consider it noir. And one of the discoveries that Eddie's done in the last year, astonishing, is he's expanded the canon to international noir. Now, he's going to be back here at 7 o'clock to talk about a film noir we all know and love, Gun Crazy, and his new book on the subject. But here, for this very rare screening, he's going to introduce and tell us about a film that I'd never heard of, and I certainly hadn't seen till I saw it in this theater with Bruce last Thursday morning, and it is a knockout, Victims of Sin, a knockout, and Eddie's going to tell us all about it. So here, direct from San Francisco, is the czar of noir and the host of TCM's Summer of Darkness every Friday night on prime time. Four films chosen by Eddie himself started last night and continues through July 31st. So welcome, Eddie Muller.
Thank you, Foster. Okay, wow. Thank you very much for that introduction, Foster. Yeah, I'll coin another term now. Foster and I are both noirchaeologists. Foster, his Dark Side of the Screen is one of the really crucial texts on the history of film noir. And when I formed the Film Noir Foundation, Foster was really the first person that I turned to say, do you want to serve on the board of directors with us? Because he is such an esteemed colleague. Speaking of which, it's really cool to be here in New York. I thank Bruce Goldstein, the legendary Bruce Goldstein, for the invitation to come and introduce these films. Initially, I was coming just to introduce Gun Crazy, but then because of the tie-in with the Gabriel Figueroa series that he's presenting, he had asked me to also introduce the film that you're about to see. But I'm kind of psyched because as I look out in this audience, I see some really cool people that I want to acknowledge, starting with a fantastic poet and the editor of the Library of America, Mr. Jeffrey O'Brien, who I saw in line outside, who wrote the introduction to the first book I ever had published, Grindhouse, The Forbidden World of Adults Only Cinema. Jeffrey went slumming. Thank you very much for that, Jeffrey. And I also want to point out Mr. TJ English, who I see sitting in the audience here, who is the preeminent true crime author in America today. The author of the great book Savage City, among many others. And you've got a book on Whitey Bulger coming out, right, in September. Yeah, it's great to see you again. Tommy and I met years and years ago, and it's great to see you again, pal. And also, it is my pleasure to see in the audience today a gentleman sitting right here who is one of the greatest jazz pianists in the world, who I happen to know is celebrating a birthday today. Mr. Monty Alexander, right here. Okay. So you people are hanging with a lot of cool folks in the audience today. Okay, the film that you are about to see, it ties in brilliantly with an exhibition that's happening in New York right now, up at the Museo del Barrio, in East Harlem. There's a wonderful Gabriel Figueroa exhibit. So if you are just starting to dip into this series that Bruce is presenting on Gabriel Figueroa, it's a wonderful complement to all these films to head up to the museum and to check out the whole history of Figueroa's work and the other artists that inspired him and artists that were inspired by him. It is really wonderful. What, as Foster alluded to, the fact that this film is somewhat noir stained, it's very interesting in terms of Gabriel Figueroa's career to realize that when he started working as a cinematographer in the 1930s, Mexican cinema was sort of all about reestablishing Mexico's national identity in the wake of the revolution in 1916. And Figueroa was very much part of trying to establish a Mexican national identity through his work and his art. And this very much had to do with rural concepts, the proletariat, working people. He was very radical in that regard. But it's very interesting to note that as his career progressed from the 30s into the late 1940s, the cinema in general began to reflect more urban themes, a lot of the themes that you see in film noir, not just in America, but in every country. And so there's a lot of the films that Figueroa did early in his career were all set in the countryside. A lot of the work he did with the director of today's film, Emilio Fernandez, were all very much rural pictures about that part of Mexico. In the late 1940s and early 1950s, they gravitated toward the urban centers in Mexico, and you started to see a much tougher, harder-edged depiction of life in Mexico, but one that is so archly melodramatic that it's extraordinary, really, in the storytelling. There is a type of picture made in Mexico that is peculiar to Latin American cinema called a cabaretera film. These are a type of noir film in which the protagonist is always a female. She works in a nightclub, and her life is torn between the good man and the gangster hoodlum who she's really attracted to and just cannot resist, right? So it's definitely a strain of noir, because we've seen that story a million times in film noir with the man as the protagonist. But in Victims of Sin, they turn that on its head. And there's dozens and dozens of films like this made not just in Mexico, but in Buenos Aires and other Latin American cultures. Emilio Fernandez, the director of this picture, El Indio, is the most prolific film director in the history of Mexican cinema. There's a legendary story, legendary as in no one is quite sure if it's true or not, that Emilio Fernandez was the model for the Oscar, the statue of the Oscar. He was a radical and a revolutionary, and actually was imprisoned in Mexico in the early 1920s. Those of you familiar with your Mexican history, there was so much chaos and confusion in the wake of the revolution, and so many different factors and people vying for power. He was a De La Huerta supporter, but he ended up being imprisoned. He escaped from prison and he fled to the United States. He ended up in Hollywood, where he was befriended by Dolores Del Rio. Dolores Del Rio was in a relationship with Cedric Gibbons, the art director at MGM. And the rumor has it that when he was asked to design the Oscar, Dolores Del Rio got her friend a job as the model, and that to this day, Oscar is actually Emilio Fernandez in all his naked glory. He, of course, would learn a lot. There was a very thriving artist community in Hollywood, a Mexican-American or a Mexican artist community in Hollywood at that time. And Fernandez got a real grassroots education, which he took back to Mexico and ended up becoming the preeminent director of his time. And, of course, later on, his directing career would fade after the advent of Luis Buñuel, who sort of canceled out Fernandez's very nationalistic, romantic vision of Mexico. Buñuel kind of came in from Spain and started making films saying, how can you have national pride? I mean, you're human. humans can have no pride whatsoever. And so Fernandez ended up becoming much more of an actor. And of course, to those of you who know cinema, he probably is most familiar as General Mapache in Sam Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch, which is one of the most despicable depictions of a Mexican general ever committed to film. And Emilio Fernandez was very proud to work with Peckinpah and create that character. All that aside, and you'll love what Figueroa does with his compositions, and he and Fernandez were very simpatico in the way they approached making films, and you'll see the artistry and the dynamic compositions and things they do in this film. But the real star of this film is an actress named Ninon Sevilla, Cuban, not Mexican. She was known as the Queen of the Rumbera. And these are a subset of the Cabaretera films, which always feature rumbas. And she was an incredible dancer and just had an amazing charisma about her. And she came from Cuba to Mexico and became a huge star in Mexico making these films. And there are many more examples of these musical noirs in Mexico than were ever made in the United States. And so I hope you enjoy the way they structure these things, because no matter what's happening in the plot, it will stop every so often for a very dynamic musical number. Rita Montana is like the mother hen of the girls in the nightclub here, and she has a tremendous number in this film that will be very enjoyable to those of you in the audience who speak Spanish. Because I'm sorry to say that that number is not translated in the print that you are about to see. So you have to be able to speak Spanish to get all of the innuendo in her song, which is pretty clever. You'll get the point of it regardless, trust me. But you have to speak Spanish to get every little detail. Lastly, I just want to say that I thank Mr. Tom Luddy, producer Tom Luddy, and he was at the Pacific Film Archive for years and years, and the director, co-director of the Telluride Film Festival, because this is Tom's personal print of this film. This is the only English subtitled print of this film in existence, and it was actually given to Tom by Ninon Sevilla herself when he had her as a guest at the Telluride Film Festival in 1991, and she was so touched that she actually had this print made in some of the most broken English subtitles you are ever going to see. God bless her for doing it, but there's a little weird Cuban Spanish thing that happens, and these subtitles are not the best. But this is such a melodrama that you can't possibly misunderstand anything that is happening in this movie. So I'm very happy that we're able to present this, and I'm glad that Bruce asked me to do it, and I hope a lot of you are going to stick around for Gun Crazy afterwards. So now, I don't even have to say, please, I hope you enjoy Victims of Sin, because as Foster said, it's a knockout, and I know you're going to have a blast with this movie. So, viva Ninon Sevilla. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.